248 positive commandments and 365 negative commandments, and that that compromises the body of the Torah. We have now, over the centuries, there's an extensive literature that deals with the 613 commandments, naturally based on the knowledge of the Talmud, etc., but in the format of the commandments, not in the format of the Talmud. In English, Rabbi Chevelle has a translation of the 613 commandments, the Sefer Achinuch. Sansino Press has put it out, which is an excellent English translation. It is a very good introduction to this type of literature, even though it's later. It's from the 13th century, and here we're talking about the 7th and 8th centuries. But this is when it began. And we have two main books that are the jumping-off point. One book is called the She'iltos d'Rav Achoi Gaon. The She'iltos d'Rav Achoi Gaon, which basically means the questions that were asked to Rav Achoi Gaon. Rav Achoi was the Gaon in the year 750. In the year 750, there's a great legend how the book came to be written, that he had a son who was not much of a student in the yeshiva. There are such people, all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding. And he wanted to compose a book that would be interesting, and if you knew the whole book, you would know quite a bit of Torah. And so therefore what he did was he used the format of the Torah, and every Shabbos, whichever section of the Torah was read, so he listed which mitzvos, which commandments are contained in that section, and he had a discussion. The book is written in Aramaic. It's written in Aramaic, and the book became, even though it was written, if it was written for his son today would be considered pretty scholarly, because the book became a major work of scholarship, and it became the basis for much greater later scholarship. Even till 100 years ago, the great Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Berlin of Volozhin, made his reputation, so to speak, in the Talmudic world because of his commentary to that book. That's the She'iltos d'Rav Achoi Gaon. The second book is called the Halachos Gdolos, the Book of Great Laws, which is a list of the laws of the commandments of the Torah. Now here we have a dispute as to who the author is. The Rambam, following Rav Shrira Gaon, says that the author was a man called Rabbi Shimon Kaira. Rabbi Shimon Kaira. And in fact, later you'll have the famous Rabbi Joseph Cairo. That's the same name. That's the same family. And he lived in about the year, he was the Gaon just before Rav Achoi. In other words, he was the Gaon in about 735, 740. That's the Rambam's opinion and Rav Shura Gaon's opinion. The opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Daud, Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Dovi, the Sefer HaKabbalah that we mentioned, is that it was written by Rav Yehudoi Gaon, and that Rav Yehudoi Gaon is later than Rav Achoi Gaon. He's in about the year 765, 770. So we have the man who wrote it did not sign his name to the copy. It was published anonymously, and therefore we have these two opinions as to who the author was. But both of these books were written in the same time. Now, the Halachos Gdolos is quoted extensively by Tosfos and by others, and not only quoted, but in the words of the scholars, Kol Dvorov Divrei Kabbalahim. His words can be taken, and you can base your